You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello, you're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. I'm Corey, a.k.a. Bayou Benders, alongside Mason Dixon, and this is Habs Nightly, your hub for Habs content. Another episode of Habs Nightly, folks. Glad you guys are listening. Poor Mason is still fucking sick, still without a computer. It's looking like it's going to be a couple weeks. Mason, to fill us in on your latest problems.
Unbelievable. I checked with, you know, where I dropped it off, because I hadn't heard anything in like 2 days. And usually, like, they can identify it. They can at least identify the, fixing it usually takes a while, but they can identify the problem. And the guy was basically like, yeah, like, I've seen this before. I'm trying one last thing. Otherwise, we might have to like ship it off and basically like factory reset it.
Factory reset it. Fucking
like
reset
basically. It. I know. I'm like, are you like,
I can factory reset it at my fucking house.
I don't know, like totally wipe it or something and basically like read like a total wipe, like not, you know what I mean? Like basically go into it. Like, I don't know, reinstall. It would mean I'd lose everything on it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, yeah, I don't want you. He was like, so I can either give you a call back when I'm and let you know if this doesn't work, or we can just send it off. And I'm like, well, fuck yeah. I want you to give me, like, I want to back everything up.
Yeah. I kind of want to get my files.
Don't want you to fucking delete everything I have on my MacBook. But it's looking like that's what's going to happen, which is going to be that's a pain gross. In the ass, because I don't even know how I would back everything up and then reinstall it. I'd have to get them to explain to me how that's done. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I might even take it to get a second opinion afterwards, just see, but we'll see what happens. It's not looking good. It sucks for me. It's horrible timing. I have a bunch of stuff I have to do for school, finishing some, you know, just payments I have to do and all this jazz, housing.
Jazz.
Yeah, so unfortunate timing. And of course, the podcast is kind of, you know, I need a laptop to do it effectively. We're jimmying the hell out of it right now with the phone, but you know, we might have to find a more permanent solution if the computer is going to be gone for a month. But other than that, you know, I guess like life hasn't changed too much since we last spoke. How are you, Corey?
I'm fine. Just working. We're doing one of the last major events for the season until, like, for the fair and festival season until the Saints season kicks back up, because it's basically like fair, festival season, 2-3 week break. Saints, we'll just say sports season, right? And then after sports season, we go back into festival season. So we're doing one of our last major ones right now. And then I'm going out of town as soon as it's over. I can't wait. We're so short staffed that my boss was just like, yeah, I'm only going to need 2 people to work. And the top guy was just like, yeah, I'm not doing a fucking thing. So me and my cousin and the other guy are kind of forced into doing everything this weekend. So instead of leaving when I wanted to this weekend, I now have to work a full 12-hour shift on Saturday and then drive 5 hours to enjoy my vacation. So instead of it being a elongated, slow trip where I can take my time, do what the fuck I want, it's now a very exhausted through the night drive where there'll be no good stops to, if we want to check something out, it'll just have to be a full straight drive all the way to North Louisiana.
Yeah, that's rather unfortunate, to say the least. We plan to bank, and we're still going to bank some episodes so Corey can enjoy his trip. But where exactly are you heading? What are the plans for once you finally do get there?
Oof, dude, I'm going fishing so fucking hard. It's been like a year since I've gone fishing. About 20 minutes from where my in-laws live is one of the most beautifulest man-made lakes and most coveted southern Louisiana. Well, I guess it's not southern Louisiana. Louisiana fishing spots. You know, like I just meant, I guess, like south of the U.S. It's called Caney Lake. It's got some of the biggest fish ever caught in Louisiana have been caught in Caney Lake, and like 1 through 15 are like Caney Lake. So have some unreal fish there. It's a beautiful ass lake. I honestly can't fucking wait to get out there. And it's more or less just a nature vacation. I just want to get the fuck away from like New Orleans. And I know it's not the biggest city, but like just city life and just work in itself. You know, if you've listened for a while now, you know, I sat at home for like 10 months. And then when I went back to work, I basically just worked until now. Well, let's take that back. When I first went back to work, they forced me to take 3 weeks worth of vacations, which was fucking unreal. But ever since then, it's just been a complete run through, and there's been no new hires. So it's been real tough on my body along with the other guys that I work with. So it's a much needed break and a chance to get away from the monotony of living so close to a city.
No, definitely. I think it's been quite a few months since I've gone fishing too. So I'd be fucking excited. They call Louisiana the sportsman's paradise.
Correct.
And I can't say I'm not a little bit jealous of you, buddy.
What do you mean, dude? You can go golfing.
I haven't been able to go golfing. I'm too broke. Price of gas, man. Half the price of golf is just getting there nowadays. Brutal.
Heard that. Nah, dude. Yeah, I can't imagine fucking trying to have like a golf lifestyle and making like fucking no money. For me, but yeah, excited.
The slight shot at the McDonald's employee there.
No, dude, like,
I couldn't imagine doing shit if I was dirt broke like you.
Dude, no, I'm saying like I don't make any fucking money. Like, I feel like I'm scraping by no matter what the fuck I do. That's what I was trying to get at. No, your Mick job is probably paying you just as well as my job is in the States. So it's no slight against a 20-year-old making it, you know, by no means. I meant like down here, everything's so fucking expensive and my job's overworking me. And then I look at my paycheck and I'm like, this is not even close to the amount of hours and time I lost given to y'all for a thank you, just a thank you, not a meant well thank you, not a rehearsed, not a thought of thank you, just a, all right, thanks y'all. This week we have, and you know, just moving on to like the next bullshit.
I mean, fair enough. I think a lot of people feel that way. State of the world right now is not the greatest, but to kind of move on to other stuff, because I'm sure people deal with enough of that in their daily lives. They don't want to hear us chat about it. Let's mm-hmm. let's move on to some hockey talk. In particular, Carey Price nominated for the Bill Masterton alongside of Jimmy Hayes for, you know, I think obvious reasons, Jimmy Hayes, if those of you don't remember his brother, or sorry, Kevin Hayes, because his brother Jimmy Hayes died.
Passed away.
Yeah, Jimmy Hayes passed away. Kevin Hayes has been nominated for that reason. And weirdly, Corey, have you seen that photo? It's like, it's a polar bear. What is this polar bear doing in Arlington, Texas? That's how I feel about this next nominee. Zdeno Chara is there. For what I can understand is because he's old. Like, I don't fully understand. I don't think that Bill Masterton's usually an award that you go, oh, that guy shouldn't be there, because it's an award based on if you've suffered. But maybe I've missed something. I think Chara is just old. Like, is there a reason he's there?
I don't know anything on Chara, if he was, like, fighting diversity or anything like that. Honestly, I just think it's, like, just a ode to playing deep into your years and still trying to make it happen. But I don't know if he had to really undergo anything or like something like major happened to him, other than it's just crazy to, you know, to see him still play at that age.
It baffles me, because I don't remember Jágr ever getting Masterton nominations for being old.
But maybe they just really couldn't find somebody.
in which case that's a good thing, because it means, you know, for the most part, NHLers have, their lives haven't been, you know, put through hardship. But yeah, I think Bill Masterton's difficult. I don't really want to root for anyone, because I don't think you want to quantify people's suffering, but two very deserving candidates, and Kevin Hayes and Carey Price, for what they've both done this season to come back from their own unique challenges.
No, that's it's well put. It's I don't wish to be in either one of their shoes. It's got to be tough, and winning it's I'm not gonna say it's a bad trophy. It's just a trophy that's like, you know, like, I guess more or less it's your peers seeing that you struggled, and no matter what, you came in and you tried to do your best, and, you know, you're still here. But I'm sure that trophy, it's like, to the winner, it exemplifies like a constant reminder of, you know, a bad time. There's been 5 Canadians in the past that have won the Masterton Trophy. You got Pacioretty in 2011-12, Koivu in 2001-02, Sergei Savard 78-79, Henri Richard 73-74, and Claude Probst 67-68, who was the inaugural recipient of the award. I think it's really nice to see Carey Price, you know, get voted in on this. I mean, as far as this podcast and Habs fans, you know, we've obviously followed Carey Price for many years. And, you know, it's crazy looking at the beginning of this season where it was Carey Price is ready. And then if you're like me, you kept him in fantasy in a keeper league because you're like, you know, you never know. And then Carey Price is going to be out for about a month. He's going to seek he's not ready yet, you know, just a couple of things to work out. And then it went from a month to Carey Price admitting he had some type of problem and he needed help. And then, you know, along with maybe not being fully recovered from his knee surgery or whatever other ailments that was happening with him other than his mental, but just a culmination of just, I guess, feeling like just overwhelmed and, you know, still not, you know, 100%, but to be able to find a way to battle back, because honestly, like throughout the season, we'd always bring it up every now and then and be like, what's your stance on Carey Price? I didn't think it was coming. I didn't think he was coming back, you know, at least not this season. I thought maybe we'd get kind of like Tuukka Rask, you know, he comes back, plays a couple of games, and he's just I can't do it anymore, and, you know, and retires. Now, I don't know the case for Carey Price, and I'm not going to fucking wish that on him. But that was like my best option, is what I thought. My best opinion was that Carey Price was going to try to come back and it not work. But he seemed to be really enjoying himself. And, you know, despite the, what, four losses before they get a win in front of him. But what a battle.
Yeah, I think the discussion with Carey Price is a long one, and I don't think it's anywhere near close to being over. I think it still remains to be seen if he does play next season too, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I don't. I think you've said all, like, you've summarized it perfectly. I don't really know. Sorry, I'm struggling to.
You're good. I mean, it's a tough topic. You know, it's like, and like, fuck, dude. I can't imagine if we're like the Philly podcast and we got to touch on like Kevin Hayes is like battling through, fuck, dude, like losing your, fuck, more or less your soulmate, you know, like you fucking grew up with his brother and all, you know, like I can't imagine it, you know. I think this is a tough award to win. Honestly, it you know, it's a award for someone who really had the world end around them and then found a way to continue to play the game. So strong award, but very, very and dark award.
Named for Bill Masterton, who is to this day the only player to ever die due to injury resulting from an NHL game. So, you know, I think it's great that we have two guys who really, I think, represent the award and represent, you know, his memory well in these two battles back from, you know, often it's injury, but these two, it was injury, it was loss. There were a bunch of things mixed in. So whoever wins it is well deserving. And I think that's all we can, I think we can really add to that. I don't know if you have anything else you want
to. No, I'd like to move on from the Masterton, or we'll walk in a fucking circle. And I don't want it to be that doom and gloom of an episode, especially with you not feeling good. You know, we gotta liven it up a little bit. But I know you weren't feeling too good yesterday. And I don't think you were able to catch most of these games, but hopefully you caught some of the highlights from them. Because those two games went a little hard.
Well, I didn't get to catch either of those games. I was fucking exhausted after work yesterday, and I just fucking hit the hay, like went straight to bed. I did see, however, Josh Manson's mic'd up for the OT winner.
Was he really?
That
was
fucking amazing. Oh yeah. It's amazing. It's much watch. He's like, yeah, let's go, boy. Just freaking out. Awesome.
Yeah, so I didn't have a long day at work yesterday. I did have a strenuous one where I worked. I worked in the sun all fucking day. It was miserable. It's been like low 93 the past couple of days, and the humidity's been like fucking 50 plus. So I didn't get to really catch most of the Lightning Panthers game. I came home and cut the grass before it got too dark. But then I fucked up, dude. I'm mowing the grass. I did the backyard. And when I came to the front yard grows a lot quicker. So I'm like, I'm going out of town. I'm going to drop the wheels down. You know, I'm going to put the blade closer to the grass. And I'm going to get a shorter cut. I'll fucking do that, dude. And my grass looks like shit, dude. Like, you can tell that, like, I'm not a dad. You can tell, like, I'm a new homeowner. I haven't cut the grass since I was a fucking kid, you know. And it looks like shit. I'm so fucking embarrassed of it right now. Well, here's the thing.
Did you cut it too low?
Not too low, but in some spots, yes. like not the whole grass is butchered, but like
the blades were eating dirt a little bit.
Not eating dirt, but like I'm getting to like the orange and yellow, you know, I'm getting to the bottom of the grass. And I was like, fuck, he just looks trashy. And my whole point of putting it low is because I didn't want my grass to look fucking trashy. So on top of that, I've caked the fucking cement full of grass. I need to get a bag for my lawnmower. It's an older lawnmower.
Bag?
Yeah, like the attached to the back of it.
Yeah, but how big's your lawn?
It's not that big, but I caked my fucking sidewalk, and I don't have a leaf blower.
You cannot fathom how quickly those things fill up.
No, oh no, I know. Look, let's just go back in time to like 16-year-old Corey, right? So this lawnmower has been around since I was a kid. It's passed down to me. And I know it's the same one because it's missing the bag that I fucking took off so many years ago because I was sick of changing it. And I was like, I'll never need this. And now I'm like, fuck, I look like a bum sweeping my fucking, you know, my driveway and my fucking the sidewalk in front of my house. So I got to get another bag. I just got to fucking do it. I can't believe I did that as a kid. But back to the story, right? I forgot that I had put the fucking blades lower to the grass, right? So I still got this motherfucker on and running because I got one strip left that I left in the alleyway for my exit, you know, just my exit back into where it needs to go. And I forgot it was fucking lower, dude. And I didn't realize it till I'm like deep into my fucking backyard. And I turn around and I'm like, motherfucker, there's just this. You can see the difference. Like it's bad. So now it's like it's past dusk, you know, like we're getting dark. And I'm fucking jogging in my backyard trying to cut this fucking grass as fast as I can, dude. It was horrible. I was fucking covered in it. I was fucking covered in it, dude. And I have
I didn't know it was a push mower. I pictured you like in a riding mower.
Oh no, dude. I ain't got no money for that. Come on, man. I ain't got no money for that.
In pain.
Dude, if I had a rod and lawn mower for my yard, dude, people would clown on me, honestly. I swear, like, dude, I can cut my grass in about 20 minutes. It's not hard. Okay. I probably spend more time sweeping than anything. And that's why I'm like, fuck this. I need the bag or at least a fucking leaf blower. But I'd rather get the bag because and I don't want to be the dickhead that's blowing fucking grass all over people's shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, but leaf blowers are so useful.
Yeah. I will own one. You know, I'm a young homeowner. There's things that, you know, get bought in order.
The day you become a father is the following day you go out and buy a leaf blower.
Dude, I'll have a leaf blower before I'm a father. I guarantee that. I guarantee that, dude. Whereas I do work my ass off, I am very lazy when I get home because I feel like I give society and, you know, my fucking slave drivers all of me. And when I come home, it's like I got like 20-30% left, you know, and I hate that. So when I'm home, I want to be big fucking chilling.
Oh, I'm the same way. It's
so
brutal,
dude, we got so off topic. But anyway, so I missed the Lightning Panthers game. The Battle of Panhandle. I'm sure it was a fucking good one. I did see at one point it was like it was 2-1, and then I saw the Panthers tied it up. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to hurry up and finish so I can watch this game. I go back to check it. I guess the goal got overruled. I didn't see it. If you guys saw it, fucking reach out to me, tell me what happened. But it goes back to 2-1. I'm like, fuck. Okay. Well, look, I'm not going to say now it's not a good game, but evidently it really took the win out of the Panthers and the Lightning kept on cruising, but, had to get done for Avalanche Blues. I had to, that game was fucking awesome. And if it's anything into like a glimpse of this series, it's going to be fucking nonstop. Probably the most entertaining series of the second round. It was awesome. And, you know, despite the loss, Jordan Binnington was fucking phenomenal. There were so many, I wouldn't say whiff chances, but like, I think there was like four or five solid shots on net that like could have been goals if it wasn't Jordan Binnington playing his A game in the first period. Like right after O'Reilly scored, I think they like hit the post like two or three times. So excited for that. That'll be what the next game's Thursday. So when you guys are listening to this, but today, you know, I don't want to say that I'm not interested in the Rangers Hurricanes, even though I said it the other day, but honestly, I'm just trying to watch the night game. I want to see some fucking action. And I just don't think, I think the Rangers Hurricanes going to be more of a, I guess maybe if you saw Dallas versus the Islanders, you know, like that level of, I'm just not interested in it. Yeah, are you going to be able to watch any tonight?
I'm going to be watching the Battle of Alberta tonight.
Oh, yeah. While we're talking about Battle of Alberta, have you seen have you seen what's his name? Is it Brady Tkachuk, the one that's from Ottawa? Yeah, Brady. Have you seen him running around the Calgary games?
Yeah. But I can't stand – I cannot stand Brady Tkachuk.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him, but I think it's hilarious that they're running around with a T-shirt. And I don't know which brother's name is it, but I know it's the – you know, it's probably like the Matthew Tkachuk, and then it says the Friendship Tour. I think that's fucking hilarious. Like that is – that is a true Rat King accepting his role and just fucking running with it.
He is a rat king. I'll give you that. Fucker. Brady wishes he was his brother. That's all I'll fucking say to that.
Well, look,
I am very, very excited for the Battle of Alberta. I think that, like we said last episode, that series is going to seven.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be brutal and bloody the whole way. Like, I'm just so fucking
hyped. This is going to be like how like your dad and like some of the older cats are like, this is what hockey was like back in the day.
Well, the battle in Canada, the Battle of Alberta, might as well, every time it's on, it's like a national fucking holiday. Mm-hmm. I think MTV's too. Awesome. It's there's nothing quite like it. I think it's more heated than the Leafs and Habs have been the last few years. Like it.
Yeah.
The Leafs and Habs doesn't get that heated, to be honest with you. I think it's because the Leafs are such pussies, but I think it's equivalent to Habs Bruins. Like it's a fucking shit show and I love it.
Well, so let's keep this ball rolling a little bit. There's really no other Habs news. Some of the guys are playing in the Worlds. Josh Anderson has been, like, unreal for Canada, I've seen. Yoel Armia is playing – what was that, Finland? Saw that they had a little article about him. He was doing good, like, two wins in a row. But, look, here's a guy that just recently lost, you know. You know, everybody was saying that in Pittsburgh, they were probably trying to, you know, like one last ride and shit like that with the three guys that are left with the three big names, you know. But, you know, Crosby came out today saying he's looking to play like another at least three more years.
Yeah. And then he said he's here for at least three more and we'll see what happens after.
Nice. Love that. Cause, fuck, dude. Like, it's getting to a point for me where I'm like, I'm seeing like a lot of people that like I was the kid watching are starting to go away. And I'm not going to say like I'm the biggest Sidney Crosby fan by no means, but definitely was, you know, like people that don't know the fucking sport knew who Sidney Crosby and like Alex Ovechkin were. And it's such a weird thought to think that like we're seeing the end of their career. And it's mainly just because I'm getting fucking old, but awesome for him saying, you know, at least 3 more years. I fucking love that for him. But here's another one. I seen it a couple of times today on Twitter, and then I saw it on Facebook, and that meant I had to bring it up. There are people in the Habs community that are trying so hard to fucking wish an Evgeny Malkin hunt for the Montreal Canadiens next year, as far as like a deep push to try to get him to come here. I don't like it. It's nothing about Malkin being a bad player. I don't think he's a great fit. I don't see him leaving Pittsburgh. I don't know. I felt I had to bring it up because I was like, why is my feed getting this?
Well, I disagree with you in one aspect. I think Malkin is absolutely shipped out of Pittsburgh. It came out that not only were Letang and Malkin not happy with the offers they had for contract extensions, apparently Crosby was pissed at
with his or with theirs?
No, no, with what the organization offered them.
Shit.
Letang. And I heard that Letang's made some comments. There's one in particular. I can't exactly think of what he said in particular, but I heard the number was like 3 years for both Letang and Malkin, 3 years at $5 million a year.
Ugh.
And that's not, listen, a man nicknamed Gino isn't signing for $5 million. And some listeners may be saying, oh, Malkin's old. Like, Malkin's still put up.
He had a very, very decent season, despite being out for the majority of it and then getting suspended fucking for like, well, it was like six games.
The guy had 42 points in 41 games this year. You think he's signing for $5 million? He's not making less money than Josh Anderson.
Yeah.
Right. He's gonna get his money. And Chris Letang just had one of the best years, probably his best year in his last five. 68 points in 78. Like, I'm pretty sure it was a career year for Chris Letang, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's the most points he's ever had in his career.
Wow.
Second most games played he's ever played, too. So neither of those guys is going to settle for that offer. I just think that's ridiculous. And yeah, I'll be honest. I don't think you'll see, as much I think Malkin would like to return to Pittsburgh. I think they all would. I think it's done. I think the ship has sailed there. They're going to split it up. Those guys are going to move on. But crazier things have happened. So we'll have to see.
So, Malkin's got a no-trade clause. I'd have to look. I don't know if he's a UFA this season, and they're just trying to make space for new stuff. I saw Letang is a modified. He's 18 teams. He'd have to make a list for and shit like that. But something to look into. But I just don't know. Even if it's, you know, like you're saying, like you don't see Malkin being with Pittsburgh next season. I don't think that's a good fit for this team. Nothing against him.
It doesn't make sense.
Cause right? I feel like why would we put, I don't want to say so much money, but why would we put a chunk of money on an older guy? And I don't want to say because we're trying to get youthful, but I mean, like, we have some older guys on this team that are probably still going to be around next season. I don't see Malkin being like the big puzzle piece missing to make this team above 500 next year.
I also think it's ridiculous to even entertain that Malkin would want to come here. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Realistically, he's not coming here. Like, why would he want to come here? He wants to win a cup. He doesn't want to come to, like, Montreal's going to be shit next year. People need to understand, they're not going to be a good hockey team next year. They're going to be exciting, They're going to be youthful. They're not going to be good. Okay. If they are good, like anything's possible. Nothing's absolute in hockey and anything in any aspect of life. There are very few things that are absolute, but it would be an anomaly. It would be unexpected if Montreal did well next year. So Malkin's not an idiot. He can see that. He's not signing any at a team that finished 32nd. He's not going to do it. So not only is that just a bad move for the Habs, like stop before you even get there. It's not, you know what I mean? It's just not going to happen.
No, absolutely. And I just think there's now, honestly, I haven't looked at the UFAs in a while or RFAs to know like what this, you know, what's the pool looking like this year. But Evgeny Malkin is that's gotta be an asterisk. Like I don't think so, you know. But moving on, we're about to wrap it up. Before we go though, we do have forgot to do it earlier. We do have an ad read by our friends and sponsors over at DraftKings. Folks, hockey fans, the pursuit of the Stanley Cup is on, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer for the most exciting playoffs in sports. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what, that's win or lose. If you're looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during playoffs, with DraftKings same-day game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and much more. It's your shot at an even bigger payout when you do this. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Y'all remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet $5 on any NHL team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's promo code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details. All right, Mason. So before we get out of here, there's no update on the games that are going on right now, but I would like to say this. In the Calder Cup playoff hunt, 2 years in a row, Laval has been outstanding. Laval has made it to the third round, waiting for the winner in the Utica and Rochester series.
Rochester's good.
They are.
Got an LC squad. That's Buffalo's team. They've got like Jack Quinn. who's the other guy?
Couldn't tell you.
Keep talking and I'll figure it out. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I saw something on it. You know, it's my fault that I don't really try to push the bill on finding opportunities to watch the Rocket without having to pay for AHL TV because I can't afford it. But the Rocket 2 years in a row have been something that always keeps coming across my screen that I'm like, fuck, I should really get into this. It's a chance to see our future, you know, and Caden Primeau, despite, I don't want to say his shitty season with us, but lackluster performance in front of guys that weren't playing that well, just a system that wasn't working. Caden Primeau has been on fire. He's sitting at a 0.94 save percentage. And then Sammy Niku is leading with 5 points in the playoffs with 5 assists. Alex Belzeal has got 4 goals leading the Rocket right now. But, you know, I know last year it was an unreal run along with the Canadians, but I'm just happy to see that this team, at least our, you know, our AHL affiliate, our farm, I guess, is still running with it this year, because that just means that, like, I don't want to say last year was a fluke for us, but like it shows that our futures are playing at the level of intensity that they did last year. And it's exciting. And I guess it's something for us to watch if we're not interested in watching what's going on in the playoffs, which I think you'd be fucking crazy not to watch the playoffs this year, but.
No, so absolutely. And I figured out the other player I was thinking of, mm-hmm. John Erica.
Oh, okay.
The German.
Yeah.
Drafted 34th overall in 2020. This team's led by those two young guys. I think Peyton Krebs is eligible to play with them in their playoff run too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some firepower down there. They've got a good young team. So that'd be a really fun series to watch if Rochester does make it to the North Division final against Laval.
Nice. I looked at the roster. Can you believe Devontae Smith-Pelly is still playing? Not a dig at him. I'm happy. I really loved his time with us. But I did not know. I thought he had retired. He's playing for Laval right now. He's got.
Yeah, he got signed to a PTO. Three games. A PTO.
Awesome,
a couple like month later in the season. And
that's badass.
Lighting it up with Laval.
That's awesome. I remember he was so important for Washington, dude, getting it done.
Stanley Cup champion.
No. But yeah, folks, I really don't have much else to say. I know Mason needs to get another Sucrete or whatever, that Canadian brand that's supposed to be fucking horrible that we talked about 2 years ago. But I know you guys are probably excited to watch the games this evening. And I'm not take too much more of y'all time. Mason, do you have anything else to say?
No, nothing today. We're going to, we've got a lot of recording in the midst for the week. So some brainstorming is going to have to happen. Look for, next episode may not be the most hockey related episode.
It'll be madness and it's going to be a filler. And I don't want to say apologize and beforehand, but just thank y'all so much for allowing me to have one episode off where I don't have up-to-date knowledge on what's going on in hockey. It's probably going to be recorded right before I leave. So we'll see where we're at, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm sure we'll do something silly, have some interesting topics. Maybe we'll bring back the Kraft dinner argument. We'll see, you know. But stick around. Hope you guys enjoy the next episode. I will be back for a in-person one for next weekend's, well, next Monday's episode. But folks, this has been Habs Nightly. Thank y'all so much for listening. You know where to follow us on Twitter at Habs Nightly and myself at Bayou Benders. I hope you guys have a great night and the rest of your week. Let's go, Laval. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.